Are you a songwriter? Are you looking to turn your songwriting passion into a full-time gig? Whether you are just at the start of your songwriting journey or a seasoned industry professional, this show is made for you. Welcome to The Songwriter Show, bringing together songwriting news, interviews, and community. Now, welcome your host, Sorontos.
Thank you for tuning in and welcome back to The Songwriter Show, right here on Reality Radio 101. I'm your host, Sorontos, a solo music artist who's been writing lyrics for as long as I can remember. Words are just so important to me, and that's why I'm thrilled to host this show for you every single Tuesday evening. I believe in my heart that every song is a story. Tonight's guest is Jessie T. She packs a punch. She's the kind of girl you can take home to mama, but she'll also bring a bottle of tequila to Thanksgiving dinner. Jessie's Factor-funded debut album, Reckless Heart, was released in September 2016 and produced by award-winning producer J. Richard Hutt. She released four singles from this project, with the third, Hellbound, reaching number 100 on the BDS charts.
And now, welcome this week's special guest. Special guest.
Welcome to the show, Jessie T. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great. I love your bio. You know, it's like the tequila. That's the kind of girl you want, one that does both sides.
Exactly. You know, I aim to please.
Yeah. So tell us about your awesome sound here. How did you start honing in this style and this signature vocal?
Oh, man. It's, you know what? My whole music journey has really been just kind of embracing opportunities that have come my way. I actually started out when I was 15. I made this like little karaoke CD, and it was very eclectic. We had everything from kind of Sugarland to Evanescence on there. And I met my producer, Rick Hutt, at that point, and started kind of gigging, doing the cover scene circuit, and really just working on my writing to figure out what I wanted to say. And it's just really been following that internal voice, but also, you know, leaning on my influences as a musician as well. And yeah, now we're here.
Awesome. So who are your influences? Give us like the top two or three.
Ooh, good question. I mean, Shania Twain, obviously, for any country artist, is a huge one. Pink has always been a huge influence of mine as well. Carolyn Dawn Johnson, who's a Canadian artist up here. Adele, Eva Cassidy, honestly, the list just goes on. Strong female vocalists that and writers that really have a message that they want to portray in their music.
Yeah. And obviously you write your own stuff, correct?
I do, yeah. I write or co-write all my material that I've released to date.
Tell us a little bit about your process. How do you figure out what you're going to start with? Is it a vocal melody? Is it a drum groove? What gets you going?
It really depends on the day. And I try to kind of take it from different angles, be it, you know, doing a drum groove or focusing on a melody or a vocal or like a lyric or something like that. Because I think that's how you kind of get a larger catalog of music. But a lot of my stuff does kind of come into my mind as a melody mixed with lyric.
Okay. And do you have an instrument other than the voice that you aspire to release to the world?
Yeah, so I usually play guitar. I also played piano growing up. I have my level 3 conservatory. I do a little bit of ukulele. My drummer would disagree, but I love to play the drums there. So yeah, I think I aspire to have any instrument that I can pick up to play, but my guitar is kind of my main.
Okay. And did you have any teacher for guitar or voice that you want to give a shout out to?
I actually just started taking guitar lessons a few weeks ago. I'm all self-taught. So my dad was actually the first person that put a guitar in my hands and taught me the four chords. So I would say he's probably been my biggest teacher in music to date.
Tell us a little bit about performing in public. Is this something you're fearful of? Is something you don't even think about? Tell us a little bit about that.
Little A, little B. Any new venue that I kind of go into is always a little bit nerve-wracking because you never necessarily know who's going to be watching. And from playing, you know, I started playing when I was 17. Sometimes the room with less people in it have more important people in it. So it really doesn't matter if I'm playing to 3 people or 3,000. I try and treat each show the same way. But yeah, there's always a little bit of fear, but I think it's the good kind that makes me realize that this is something that I really do care about.
And do you have any, like, what's your routine like? Do you practice every day, once a week?
Practicing is really turned into more when I play live, because I do it so frequently. But again, with starting to take guitar lessons from one of my buddies, Emil Dion, he is a lead guitarist in one of my country cover bands up here. I've had to start practicing, which is different. And I also have a vocal coach that reminds me that warming up is a very essential part of the equation. So props to Amanda Kine there as well.
Okay. Tell us about how you figure out if one of your songs is going to make it out to the world.
Ooh, it's so, again, kind of coming from, you know, one of your other questions on, like, how do you write songs? It's a little bit of just trusting the process. There's certain songs that take me 5 minutes to write, and there's other ones that have taken me 5 years to write. But I think playing them live and having the opportunity to do that as frequently as I do is a real gauge to which songs might be ones for me or might be ones that are able to connect with other people. But I would really say that playing them in front of people, I kind of try to look internally to see how that feels for me, but also which songs people naturally gravitate towards. And then those are the ones that I kind of try and hop on the back of and, you know, record and put them out to the world. So this Margarita was one of those as well.
Give us your favorite 90s jam.
Ooh, good question. Oh man, that's so hard. I would say playing live, Teenage Dirtbag, like 100% is one of those. I also love myself some Savage Garden. So like Truly, Madly, Deeply it's just an absolute jam.
I think Savage Garden has what, like two songs, but they're awesome. Yeah, they didn't have 100 hits, but I definitely love their sound and a couple of their songs.
Oh, totally. They're just such a vibe. It's like organic emotions, you know? I have a very large 90s, 2000s catalog in my set. So that was a great question.
Okay. What's the best career advice you've ever received?
I would say it was actually probably early days with my producer when I first went to meet him. And that was when he suggested that I started writing. And I'd not really looked at that as a possibility for myself at that point. But he had kind of said that, like, that's a really great way to connect with people honestly, with your own experiences and be able to kind of give yourself your own voice as well as be able to control your career. You know, that's a huge revenue stream right there. So I would say really writing and getting that advice from Rick was a really pivotal point for me. But having sat on some panels myself, one of the pieces of advice that I give is you get to define your own version of success. And that version and that idea should always be changing. But setting realistic goals and working to achieve each of those really helps kind of move your career along in a way that you might not recognize now, but 5 years from now, being able to look back and see all you've accomplished is, those two pieces.
Absolutely. That's great advice. Tell us about this song that we're going to hear in a couple of minutes. What inspired it?
Actually, it was a pandemic song. It was a pandemic baby. I didn't get to hang out with a lot of my friends because obviously we were all kind of stuck in our own homes. But this particular song was just a hang with a bunch of my friends, Rich Cloak, Greg Williams, David Madras, and myself. And we were working on this really complicated love song, and it was going nowhere. We couldn't decide on which angle to kind of take the tune. And Rich had said, does anybody have kind of like a fun idea that we can tackle? And I had this idea about kind of comparing myself to a margarita. And the song honestly wrote itself. It was full of a whole bunch of inside jokes, and we just had an absolute blast writing it. And I never thought it was going to be a single until, again, I started playing it live and people just responded to it in such like a beautiful way. So yeah, that's the tune in a nutshell.
That's awesome. You know, when a song just connects with an audience and it just has that it factor, we could take all the guitar lessons and songwriting lessons and try to be cute with our metaphors and do all these things. But when it connects with a crowd, you just know. And there's no cooler feeling. So congrats on that.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate that. And I totally agree. You know, we all listen to songs on the radio or, you know, that my friends play, and you can really tell the difference when something is honest and vulnerable in whatever kind of emotion it portrays. And so that's what I've always aimed to do, and I'm really happy that people have responded to this song this way.
Yeah, that's awesome. All right, I'll tell you what, let's check it out, and then we'll come back and talk a little more, okay?
Awesome, sounds good.
All right, everybody, check this out. Here's Jesse T.
There's a tall glass of handsome right where you stand in. And I gotta get to know you. You need something stronger that hits a little harder. So drop a bottle of Corona. We'll shake you up, don't need no blender. Take you on a one-week bender. If you want one more round after the bar shuts down. Nothing on how you'll be buzzing after one shot with me. Try me straight or on ice, boy, it's all paradise. I only superficially squeezed.
Thank you for sharing that song, Jesse T. That was pretty cool.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm happy you love it.
So are you releasing anything else for the song? Any videos or anything else going to come out?
I sure am. Yeah. We just released a video for Margarita a few weeks ago, and it is an absolute blast. It features a whole bunch of Canadian country artists, which is like a whole bunch of fun to have those in there. And it was Roadhouse Productions that recorded it. So little props to AJ and Johnny there.
Awesome. And do you have anything fun coming up for the fans in the next, this year or next year, perhaps?
I do. So we have a bunch of shows still continuing throughout the winter, kind of getting back more into the local scene rather than, you know, the festivals and all that kind of stuff that we were focusing on this summer. But I will actually have an album out next spring, or this upcoming spring, which is something I haven't officially announced, but I'm kind of soft announcing it in a few interviews. So, yes, you can look forward to an album coming out next year.
It's awesome. All right. I have a really important question for you.
Okay.
So who would win a fight between Wonder Woman and Shania Twain?
Oh, man. Honestly, I'm putting my bets with Shania. That girl, I don't know if you watched her documentary a little while ago, but she's got some bite to her.
Yeah.
I love Yeah. She's
That's
just such a
awesome.
force to be reckoned with and really like paved the way for a lot of artists, and especially Canadian artists, because obviously, you know, the Canadian scene is pretty tricky because we're also, you know, all country artists. So I look up to her in a really big way. So I'm going to say Shania Twain over Wonder Woman.
And the problem with everybody in Canada is you guys are also way too nice.
I've heard that.
So what's the strangest compliment you've ever gotten?
Ooh. What would it be? Oh, actually, I do know. I was bartending at one point, and there was a guy that came up to me, and he said, "You're a pretty good singer for a waitress." And I was like, oh. Okay. So I've always matched that with, if I was a better waitress, I wouldn't be a musician. So
that's awesome.
That one I would probably say.
I love that. That's pretty cool. One of the questions I sometimes ask is, what's your favorite job you've ever had? So you might want to answer that one next.
Ooh, fascinating. I mean, I've always loved bartending. I actually worked at a place called Jack Astor's for a little while, and I learned bar flair. So like flipping bottles. That was pretty cool. I was a banquet server. I've done a lot of kind of serving throughout the years. So I would probably say Jack Astor's was one of my favorite jobs. It was a little bit short lived, but it was kind of a cool party trick to be able to carry into other eras of my life.
Yeah, that I've always wanted to learn how to do that. So if we're ever gigging together, you got to like show me how to flip the bottle without shattering it everywhere.
Done. Absolutely. Tricks with learning to flip bottles and not shattering it is taping the outside of it. So when it does fall and it breaks, it doesn't shatter. So there you go. Little tidbit.
Tape it with like clear tape or something so they can't really tell?
Yeah, duct tape or clear tape, like whichever one. There is flare bottles you can also buy. But yeah, it's a pretty cool party trick. I actually, in the video that I released for Margarita, I do a little bit of flare. So a little bit of bar flare.
Cool. Well, again, I don't know if our fans knew this, but more talented than we initially thought. So that's cool.
Exactly. Creativity stems into, I think, in a lot of artists' lives, and I'm sure you can agree to this, it's more than just the music, you know? It's the way that we kind of look at the world in general, and I feel like it comes out in a bunch of different avenues. So it's fun to be able to kind of explore.
Absolutely. Yeah, for sure. Who's your favorite person to follow in the entire social media realm?
Ooh. You know who I really enjoy following is Celeste Barber, I believe her name is, but she's a comedian, and she takes a whole bunch of like kind of Instagram model posts that, you know, in the world of social media, it aren't always realistic, and kind of puts them into like a realistic point of view, and it's hilarious. I absolutely love following her content. She's so funny. She is so herself, and also just kind of brings the body positivity side of things to the forefront. So I would probably say her.
Yeah, that's interesting. So we're sitting here 3 years from now celebrating all your number one hits on the next album. Tell us a little bit about what would be next after that. If you make it and you have more number one hits on that album than Shania Twain, what would you do next?
Gosh, actually, it's funny that you ask that, because I think also as musicians and business owners, we're always planning ahead. But I actually have my next album in mind. For after this one, there's a bunch of really important and personal songs that I've written over the last little while that I think kind of need their moment to shine, be it my passion project, I think we can call it. So that will be the next thing. And then also hopefully touring. Like I'd love to play some more shows, be it Soft Cedars or festivals. So yeah, that would be pretty cool.
That's awesome. So tell the fans where they can buy your stuff, stream it, interact with you. What do you want to share?
Perfect. So you can check out Jessie T, Jessie, and the letter T, .ca is my website, or JessieT.official on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. If you look up Jessie T, it should come up. And if it doesn't, that's a bigger problem. So definitely feel free to connect with me on there.
All right. I'll tell you what. You've been a great guest. It's been great having you on the show. And obviously, we wish you nothing but the best. And we'd love to have you on again anytime you want.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for making the time. I really appreciated chatting with you.
No, us too. So thank you to all the fans out there for spending a little bit of your precious time with both of us. We both hope your unique story gets heard around the world. My name is Sorantos. Please join me every Tuesday night to hear other amazing artists share their fascinating behind-the-scenes stories right here at The Songwriter Show on Reality Radio 101. Have a great night, everyone. I love you guys.
But I'm always running late. When the snow starts to fall, they say it's a happy time for all. I've gone through my life, but I can't enjoy the ride. Played it safe, no lucky break. I never had a seat on center sleigh. Why have I this regret? Why have I so much doubt? What do I still forget? What my life's about. Every single year, as December's drawing near, I put my hope in Christmas, 'cause I believe in Christmas. But when the time has come, those disappointing bells have rung. It's the same old Christmas. It's the same old Christmas. To blame, what is wrong with my brain? I'm always hard on myself. I never heard a real jingle bell. My feelings don't make any sense. I'll die alone in the end. I never hear any angels sing or feel the love of a newborn king. Why have I this regret? Why have I so much doubt? Why do I still forget what my life's about? Every single year, as December's drawing near, I put my hope in Christmas, 'cause I always love Christmas. But when the time has come, those disappointing bells have rung. It's the same old Christmas. It's the same Christmas, 'cause I believe in Christmas. But when the time has come, those disappointing bells have rung. It's the same old Christmas. It's the same old Christmas. I hear the words Merry Christmas, and I don't know what to do. All the cheer and joy, well, it never feels true. I just need help learning not to run away. So I'll just say Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you for listening to The Songwriter Show. To keep the momentum going, head over to www.songwritershow.com and join our free music community of artists, songwriters, and producers. That's www.songwritershow.com.